So I was thinking today what Christianity meant to me. And if I think of Christianity, like I could just think of one word, and that's a word, invitation. It's an invitation to meet God and his love. That's what Christianity really is. When we say, hey, I want to invite you to my church. I mean, yeah, we want them to see this cool room, but we really want them to meet Christ. And that's what Christianity means to me. It's an invitation. I love invitations. Anybody else love invitations? Listen, I like getting invited, but sometimes I don't like going to the parties. But it feels good to feel invited. Yes or no? Like, you hear, oh, did you get the invitation? Yeah, I didn't get one. Did you get one? Well, I didn't. You know what I mean? It's kind of sad sometimes. So invitations have a word in there. Does anybody know the bottom word where it says RSVP, right? RSVP. You guys know what RSVP means? It's a French word. It's a French word. I wrote it down because I don't know how to say this. Responde si vio play. French boy over there, French boy. You took French, huh? All right. What does it mean again? It pretty much means, are you coming or not? Are you coming or not? Yeah, that's a good translation, right? But anywho, but Christianity is an invitation. Today's title is All You Can Eat. I don't know how this comes about, but I mean, I was thinking of Hometown Buffet, and I just thought of All You Can Eat. So I like that picture. That's Leanna. No, this is just a random picture. I didn't say that, Leanna. By the way, I didn't say that. That's just a random picture, but All You Can Eat. My dad told me this story when I was younger, and it was about this couple who won tickets to a cruise. So they go to this cruise and they're hanging out, and they bring like a bag of sandwiches, and they pack lunch, you know what I mean? I love packing lunch. You save money. Yeah? Who likes to pack lunch? All right, cool. Shayla likes packing lunch, I know that. That's cool. What'd you make? Hey, hold on. I still don't know what she took. Sounds healthy, okay. Gluten-free, or was it like... Too many carbs for my taste, sister. Too many carbs. It sounds good. It sounds very delicious. So, I do have new resolutions, but I failed miserably. I had pizza yesterday. Thanks, bro. The other day, I was sitting with Andy just 2 days ago, and I was like, Chanel eats like shakes right now, or she drinks shakes. And she like meal preps, and she like makes good food, but it's not like a cheeseburger, you know? So I've been eating like brown rice or quinoa and what was that other stuff? Green beans or asparagus. Asparagus is good. Yeah. And then like chicken, like dry chicken. It's good. It's healthy. It's healthy. Healthy chicken. It's wonderful. Listen, I'm not, she cooks well. Listen, settle down. She cooks well. I'm not trying to bag. It's just healthy. I'm not used to healthy. I've been eating chicken sandwiches with extra mayo since I've been like 8 years old. You know what I mean? So it's a big change. So we're sitting there, and I'm really craving a cheeseburger. And Chanel's like, I got to put Andy to bed. But Andy's like my old faithful. Like, she'll stay up with me as long as I let her. And we're watching a movie, and then I'm like, dude, like, let's go get a cheeseburger. So she runs to the room. She's like, mommy, I'm going to go get a cheeseburger with Dad. And then I was so lazy to go grab a cheeseburger, so I said, we're just going to order pizza. So we just ordered pizza and we ate pizza and chilled. And then she went to bed and I couldn't even go to sleep because all the insulin or whatever. Anywho, that's just a side story. But I had pizza again today, Costco pizza. It was really good. Listen, get that loud when I talk about Jesus later, okay? You guys get too excited for food. Anywho, okay, so we're talking about what? Again, Joel, take me back to the French, to France, please. Hold on, just Joel, again. Respondez, s'il vous plaît. S'il vous plaît. S'il vous plaît. Are you going to come or not? Listen, there's an invitation right now. There's an invitation right now. And we have to, you could take your time to respond, but tomorrow's never promised. We got to respond today. So listen, that same invitation, we're going to come up with, I didn't even ask because it's such a, you guys are going to make your own invitations tonight or when you get home. And you're just going to go out and invite people with your own custom-made invitations. Listen, we have a bunch of invitations here in the back. We're going to take some of those too, but I want you guys to personalize to somebody that you really want to invite. And just write some of these scriptures down. Amen? So point number one, Christianity is an invitation. Amen? Oh, yeah, see, I was so sidetracked with food. Back to my dad's story. I knew I had something important to say. So this couple goes to this cruise. They win tickets to this cruise. And they get on the cruise, and everybody's dressed up. And everybody's going to these buffets and dances. And they're telling them, like, hey, are you guys going to come to the buffet? They're like, no, you know what? We're just going to eat in our room, our packed lunch. So it's like a five-day cruise. At the end of the cruise, they're like, some couple sees them and like, hey, were you guys in the boat with us? You're like, yeah, we were here the whole time, all 5 days. We never saw you at the buffets or dances or any of the banquets, nothing like that. Well, we didn't have any money to pay for that extra stuff. Oh, that's Chucks. Chucks. It was all inclusive. It was all inclusive. It was all free. And you guys missed out. Listen, Christian people live that kind of life sometimes. They have all they can eat, but they just want to eat sack lunches. Because that's their idea of God, of who God is. And that's why people don't like coming to church sometimes, because they have an idea of who God is. Because of either where they grew up in church. I have friends that grew up in church with me, and they went to different churches, and they didn't like their church because in their church, none of the girls could, like, put earrings on. Or this is man-made stuff, you know what I mean? And they don't like church, but listen, we have an awesome church. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. We have good music. We have spirit-filled prayer. We have awesome preaching. This is an awesome facility to be around. Amen? So be encouraged. So three things that we have to know about an invitation. Who it's from, right? Who is it for? And what's the last one? What is it about? Is it a wedding? Is it a birthday party? So we're just going to go to a basic scripture. Or not a basic scripture, an awesome scripture. But it's a scripture that we all know. John 3:16, right? Yeah. Listen, when you meet people, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whoever believes in him, everybody say whoever, should not perish but have eternal life. Listen, who is this invitation from? God. God. That's awesome. Tell the person next to you, God. Who is it for? Whoever believes in him. And what's this party about? Eternal life. Eternal life. Listen, I'm telling you, people have weird ideas of God. I've talked to a lot of people, and they say, well, God is this and God is that. I was reading an article, and when the Russians went to space, this kind of got triggered by Joel. He was telling me a story about the U.S. We'll go there. Sorry, lost my train of thought. But the Russians go to space, and then when they come back to Earth, the first question they ask him is, did you see God? And then they say, no. So then Russia's like, all right, then God is not real. When Americans went to space, The fourth question that was asked was, did you see God? And you know what this guy said? No, he said, if I left my bodysuit or my spacesuit, I would have seen God. You know what I mean? So his idea of God was completely different than this Russian guy. He knew that after death, there was going to be another life, whether eternity in hell or eternity in heaven. Amen? So listen, people have weird ideas, but we have an awesome place where we can invite them. Amen? And they could learn the word of God. Amen? Check it out. God has spoken many times in the Old Testament, throughout the New Testament. But listen, we had Jesus come to earth, die on a cross, and be the greatest example. Amen? Amen, amen. Tell the person next to you, don't fall asleep. Listen, that basic scripture, John 3:16, you can share that with whoever you meet. Honestly, that's an awesome scripture that you could share with them. Point number two, God's heart. I love God's heart. Let's go to our first scripture. And that's in Isaiah, Revelation 22:17. Check this out. This is the last chapter of Revelation. This is the last chapter of the Bible. And look at what God is saying here. And the Spirit and the bride say, what's that word? Come. Say it loud. Come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts, come. See how important this is for people to come to God. That's God's heart, amen. Whoever desires, everybody say whoever desires. Whoever desires. Let him take the water of life freely. Whoever desires. See, I love this scripture because in John 3:16 it says whoever believes. Whoever thirsts, whoever longs. Amen. Right here it says whoever believes in him should not perish. Let's go to Revelation again. I love the scripture, whoever desires. People are out lost right now. They're desiring something. They're longing for something. Sometimes people that desire the wrong things and they end up in a hole, amen. I've been there before. Were you there before? Did you ever desire love? Did you ever desire to feel high, or did you ever desire to do something crazy? See, all that comes down to is people desiring, your spirit desiring a relationship with the living God. That's what it really comes down to. People, that's why you meet people who've been drinking for 50 years and they have no pleasure. They're like dying because their liver's about to blow up. You know? Guys desiring a certain girl and they're just heartbroken all the time. They're all depressed all the time. If only she loved me. I write love letters to her all the time. Like, bro, don't be afraid. No. Bro, don't. Write love letters to the Lord. You know what I mean? See, desire is a strong feeling. Desire. Desire. Desire, let him or her, let him take the water of life freely. Let's go to the Isaiah scripture, sis. Who's that? Oh, brother, my brother. Isaiah 55:1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come what? To the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy. No, yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. That's God's desire. Listen, if you're broke, come and eat for free. All you can eat, brother. All you can eat, sister. If you're thirsty, come and drink. All you can drink for free. You can buy it with no money. How cool is that? Hey, I want to buy this new Ferrari with no money. Oh, take it, brother. It's yours. You bought it with no money. Girls, go to Forever 21 and buy everything you want with no money. Just come to the register and say, hey, I want to buy this with no money. Oh, go ahead. How many bags would you like? Even the bags are free. Yeah. 5 bags. Yeah? That would be awesome. Yeah. Hey, brother, I want to buy a house, a big house with a pool with no money. Yeah. trying to look around the room to try to. Lorenzo, buy all the electronics you want, bro, with no money. Buy all the diapers you want with no money, bro. I got you. I got you. What do we got over here? Hey, all the granite you want, brother. No money. Shay, what do you got over there? Let me see. Oh, yeah, Starbucks, free. I got my free app right here. Gives me free Starbucks all day. And I get stars, too. Got you. Oh, Deb. I forgot about Deb. What would Deb buy? Disneyland for free. All you can eat for free. Amen. Yeah. Organic food. Look at God's heart. Ezekiel 8. Let's go to Ezekiel 18. This is God's heart, guys. I love this scripture. Look, do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die? Is that God's heart that like people, like wicked people die? Yes, they're dying. Yes. That's not God's heart. Look, says the Lord God, and not that he should turn from his ways and live. God's desire is that people turn their ways and that they live. Amen. God's desire, it's not like, remember Jonas? He was mad that he went to give a word of destruction, and God changed his mind because he loved people. And he's mad. He's like, oh, God, he wants to forgive them. And what happened to him? He was like chilling under some tree or some plant, and it dried up, and he was all burnt from the sun. That's not God's heart, guys. He has no pleasure at all that the wicked should die. That should be our desire. See, the number one commandment is what? You love what? God with what? Heart, soul, and mind. And what's the second commandment? To love others as you love yourself. It says it's as great as the first one. Listen, this should be your heart right here. If you love God, then you have God's heart. Man, these people are walking around. God doesn't want them to perish. Hey, man, I just want to invite you to my church. God loves you. He died for you. Let me give you an invitation. Can I have an invitation? Brother? I like your shirt. New York, USA. When my cousin came from Mexico, he said, how come everybody uses shirts that say USA on them? That's USA, you know what I mean? Hey, I want to invite you to my church. I want Wednesdays and Sundays. Hey, I wrote you a letter too. My own personal letter. To Paul from God. Oh. Hey, relax. All right, cool. Hey, my last point. We're almost done. We're going to pray. We're going to have time to pray and worship. Compel them to come in that God's house may be what? Compel them to come in. Let's read this scripture. Jesus is speaking here, and he's saying this. I think it's in Luke, right, bro? Then Jesus said to him, A certain man gave a great supper and invited how many?
Many.
And sent his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready. But they all with one accord, everybody say one accord.
One accord.
They started making excuses. The first said to him, hey, I bought a new house. I must go see it. It's really nice. Can't come. I ask you to have me excused. Excuse me. And another said, hey, I just bought a brand new car. It's got a lot of horses. Got to drive it around. I'm going to go test my car. This is just a modern version of the scripture. Please have me excused, man. I got to try out my new car. I got to go wash it. Got to take care of it. Another one said, I have married a wife. I gotta hang out with her. Hey, we're just married last weekend. I gotta go have a fun time with my wife. Just have me excused. So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, everybody say angry. said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the what? The poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind. And the servant said, Master, it is done as you commanded. And still there is room. So this guy goes out, brings in the lame, the blind, but there's still room. And look, the master then said, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. This is awesome. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper. Talking about the original guys. Listen, guys. God is telling us tonight, go out to the streets, go out to the highways. God isn't looking for healthy, I mean, he is looking for healthy Christian people, but to go work. But let's not go invite our Christian friends to come to church. Hey, bro, I want you to come check out my church. We have awesome worship songs. No, he wants us to go look for the spiritually blind, the spiritually lame. Amen. Those are the people who really need help. Look at Jesus. Check out his ministry. 3 years, 3.5 years that he was out ministering. He wasn't hanging out with the church people. He was hanging out with people that were sick, people that needed help. Amen? People that needed change. Listen, I love the scripture. Go to the last point again. He says on the last point, compel them to come in so that my house may be filled. God is telling them that. He's in our face tonight saying that. Ripe, invite. Invite. Everybody say invite. Invite. Listen, let's not give up until we have to open up another service. And then once that service is filled, we could have 6 services on a Sunday. Yeah. Yeah. Amen? I remember when we were in this room and we packed it out all the way to the back. Actually, we didn't even pack it out. It was getting filled. And then Pastor Drew was like, hey, I'm thinking of going to 2 services. And I was like, really? Yeah, thinking of going to 2 services. Because there's going to be more. We have to make more room. All right, cool. We went to 2 services. Then both services got packed. And then he starts thinking, hey, God is calling us to open. Like, I would see him just walk around in the parking lot. And he would just be looking. Like, in my mind, I'm like, what is my pastor looking at? Is he looking at the birds? Is he looking at the sky? Is he speaking to the Lord? But he was already, like, thinking, like, man, this place looks as big as this place, but a little bigger. Let's do something. His heart is for more people. And it's not because we want their money. It's not because we're not counting chickens and I was going to say pigs, but I don't want to refer to people as. We're not counting just cattle or animals. We're counting souls, amen? Listen, have a heart for people. Don't be selfish. It's really easy to be selfish, and it's all about me, how I feel. If you got to start changing some stuff in your personal life, like I do many things in my personal life. I used to not want to invite my friends to church because they were going to be like, dude, you act like this in church? You're like completely different, dude. You're over here pounding beers, and you're over there singing. What's up with that? Got real quiet. Don't judge me. I'm being real with you guys. I was reading. I'm going to read it to you guys because this is trippy, guys. Can you guys hang on for a second? Tell the person next to you, hang on for 1 second. One long second. You know how I ran into this? Because I was having a conversation with my friend Shayla, and she was telling me about, well, we're talking about Anton LaVey. You guys know who Anton LaVey is? Shayla, who was Anton LaVey? The founder of the Church of Satan. And look at what he wrote. This brought so much conviction to me. He says, on Saturday night, I would see men lusting after half-naked girls dancing at the carnival, and on Sunday morning when I was playing organ for a tent show evangelist at the other end of the carnival lot, I will see these same men sitting in the pews with their wives and children, asking God to forgive them and purge them from their carnal desires. It says, and next Saturday, they'd be back at the carnival or some other place of indulgence. I knew then that the Christian church thrives on hypocrisy, and that man's carnal nature will out no matter how much it is purged or scourged by any white light religion. He wrote that. That's him as a satanic leader writing his observations of the Christian church. Listen, let's be a light. Let's be different than let's just be real. Amen? Let's just be real. Let's just love on people. Let's love on people. Can we just love on people? Honestly, if you read some of this guy's stuff, it's crazy what and honestly, like this, he was just calling people out. I have cousins who I still talk to, and they grew up in the church. Sadly, they're not going to church anymore, and all they blame it on is, well, that guy, or that guy, or that guy. Let's not be that to other people. Let's just be loving. I'm not saying be perfect, because we're going to mess up. We're people. But hey, if you're wrong, hey, bro, you know what? I was wrong. I'm so sorry. Man, that'll minister to somebody more than you just saying, well, get over it, bro. I'm Christian. You're Christian. Get over it. No, go up to somebody and say, hey, I'm sorry. Amen? Amen. All you can eat, guys. Tell your friends this weekend, and you're not lying to them. Listen. Hey, bro, I want to invite you to a buffet, all you can eat. Sunday morning, 9 or 11, man, it's before lunch. All you can eat. And then when you bring them to church, sit them down, and when they're sitting there confused, be like, listen, bro, just listen. We're about to eat all we can eat right now. And then when service is over, and say, man, you lied to me. No, I didn't. How does your spirit feel? Are you filled? If you're so hungry, we're going to have some fideo or whatever we're having on Sunday, and then you could buy them lunch. Seriously. Listen. Did you lie? You didn't lie. You said all you can eat. People think of your physical stomach. Let's think about our spiritual stomachs, yeah? Who's going to invite somebody this weekend to church and tell them, hey, I'm going to take you somewhere where you can eat all you can eat? Listen, you're not lying, because after that, they're going to be hooked, and then you're going to say, look, you come every Wednesday and every Sunday, all you can eat for the rest of your life. Yeah, for sure. All right, cool. Just bow your heads and close your eyes. Let's all stand up. Let's all stand up. I want everybody to come up here. Everyone. We don't care about lyrics or any computer stuff. Come on, everybody, come over here. Everyone, every single person. Now, just find a person next to you or the people to the right and to your left and hold their hands as a church, all right? Hey, guys, sitting down, I want you guys to stand up over here too. Come on. Everybody. Find someone. Everybody close your eyes now. I want you to think of three people in your life that you're going to invite personally this weekend. How many people do we have today, Joel, in here? 50, 60? 47. We'll say 50. Three people, that's 150, right? 150 people. Dude, church is going to be really packed on Sunday. By faith. Amen? Listen, Pastor Drew is not in the series just because he wants to teach about how to invite people or, like, it's on, we're doing it on purpose. Amen? We're doing it on purpose. If you commit to invite three people, I want you to raise your hand. I want you to raise your hand. Three people. Cool. If you didn't raise your hand, I'm not mad at you. I don't judge you. I'll pray for you after church, amen? I'm just kidding. Listen, three people. I commit with you guys. Three people. Right now, we're going to lift up those three people or those 150 people or 100 people, whoever. And I want you to pray for them. I say, Lord, Just in your own words right now, just say, Lord, Father, I thank you for these three people, you know, Joe, Frank, and Pete, or whoever the names are. And say, Lord, I'm going to just, by faith, invite them. And I just, Holy Spirit, just speak to them. And I'm believing that on Sunday they will be at church. Listen, be on their case a little bit too. Text them, call them, remind them. Amen? Saturday night, hey, bro, I'm going to see you at church, right? Yes. I'll buy you lunch. So right now, just close your eyes. Think about these three people. And just in your own words, start interceding for them. Father, I thank you for the people that are being invited right now, Lord. You know their names. You know how many hairs they have on their head. You've known them before they were even born, Lord. Father, I thank you that we're being on purpose as a church. We're inviting them, Lord. We're finding them in the highways. We're finding them in our families. We're finding them at the stores, at the Walmarts, at Carl's Jr., wherever we're at. And we're inviting them because we want your house to be filled, Father. Because your family is big and it's only getting bigger. And you have room for a lot of people. The Bible says that they invited the lame and the sick. There was still room in your house, and you still instructed your servant to go and find more, that the house may be filled, Lord. Your heart is for people, and you want them not to perish. And Father, as your followers, we have that same desire. Come on, guys, lift up your friends, lift up your family members right now. Just say thank you. Just say thank you by faith. They are coming on Sunday. They are coming next Wednesday. Our church will be filled. I see people coming in, and there's like, we're like, well, we don't even have room. It's okay. Sit down. We'll stand up. We'll sit on the floor, whatever it takes, Lord. Father, we thank you. And I thank you that they're not just coming, but they're staying. They're planting themselves. They're rooting themselves in your church. They're not just coming and planting themselves for 6 months, but they're staying. Father, we thank you, God. They're coming from the north, south, east, and west. We're being practical about it. We're being practical, Lord. Listen, I've asked myself this question, and this is just me as a human. I've asked God, we've been at it for, well, I've been here for almost 10 years. I've been at it here with Pastor Drew and Pastor Tom for 10 years. When? And seriously, I've been discouraged in the past. I could tell, I don't know, I'm sure Pastor Tamara could come up here and tell you the same thing. But listen, we're not moved by what we see. I said, we're not moved by what we see. We're believing for hundreds and thousands of people. So listen, Jesus just functioned for 3.5 years in his ministry. He coached 12 guys to carry out the gospel. He could have been discouraged because of the cross. But listen, all he knew was, hey, I'm going to die, and one day, 2,000 years later, in Pico Rivera, there's going to be an awesome church. And I see a bunch of young people speaking about Jesus. Listen, don't be moved by what you see right now. Well, there's only 50 of us. It's only been 40 of us for the last 9 years. Don't be moved by that. Let's do something about it, yeah? I said, let's do something about it. Yeah.